Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. It's a little late, but I'm going to say goodbye to Mrs. G, Doris Gildesgaard. She was a longtime, no-nonsense English teacher at Eureka High School and a longtime member of my church, Calvary Lutheran. You always knew where Mrs. G stood on things. It took her a little time to figure out finances as a council member, but eventually she got it. I was told that she had a nice little terrarium in her classroom, and she commented on that nice green plant that had sprung up. She said she didn't know what it was, but it sure was pretty. Somebody took her aside and said, "Mrs. G, that's marijuana." It rapidly disappeared. So, goodbye, Mrs. G. It was good to know you. There was a letter in the Times Standard a little while back that said policemen should not carry guns. The writer listed several countries where policemen didn't carry guns. What he failed to note was that people in those countries were not armed like we are here in the good old USA. There have been two incidents in the last few days that say cops need to carry guns. The first being an attack on a CHP officer by a youth in the Hoopaw Willow Creek area, where the officer was brutally attacked with a machete. His weapon probably saved his life. Another incident was in New York City, where the officers didn't have a chance to use their weapons. They were ambushed and fatally injured. In Eureka, for example, a majority of households have some kind of weapon in them. Many criminals have guns, and in many cases don't hesitate to use them. How would you like to pull over a vehicle or whatever and walk up to it not knowing whether the occupants of the car were armed and dangerous or not? I do agree that shooting someone 10 times is a bit of an overkill, pun intended, but I have seen deer hunters do the same thing when they come upon a big buck, and facing a criminal is a lot more stressful than that. I do not have a problem with waiting for a background check to go through, but criminals will get guns in a dozen different ways. I had a handgun stolen once right under my nose. It probably went to a criminal somewhere. I don't know how much training it takes to be able to keep yourself in control when you are in a life and death situation. With some, they have it. Others may not ever get it. Keep our officers armed, for our sake and for theirs. Tomorrow is Christmas. Ours will be a little delayed as we wait for our grandson, Nate, who is flying back from Hawaii with the Fresno State Bulldogs. I hope they won. So, to the crew here at Eureka Broadcasting and all you listeners out there, whether you agree with me or not, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please drive carefully and use a designated driver when it's necessary. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.